and welcome to The Valley Today. I am your host, Janet Michael. Happy Friday. Keep the faith. The weekend is going to be nicer than what it kind of looks like outside right now. And we have a very happy topic that we are going to be talking about today. I am very excited. Dawn McCarty is here in the studio with me. She is a local author who has written a children's book about her dear friend, Mickey, about being different. So, Dawn, thanks for coming to hang out with me.
Well, thanks for having me, Janet. This is very exciting.
I am very tickled that you and I have been able to hook up. Our connection came through a mutual friend who told me you had written this book, who is very big in the German Shepherd rescue realm of things, and as are you, I understand.
Yes, and that is how I met Sandy Schwab, who brought us here today, is volunteering with Virginia German Shepherd Rescue, which is a nonprofit, all-volunteer rescue focusing on German Shepherds and mixes thereof. And I adopted Mickey from that rescue, and after adopting him, I became a volunteer.
Oh, wow. So tell me about Mickey. Before we get into the book, tell me about Mickey, and then we'll talk about how Mickey's life and impact on you became this children's book.
Sounds great. Mickey was about 2 years old when he was surrendered to the rescue. He had a medical condition called a bilateral hyperextension of his carpals on all 4 feet. The best analogy I can give is imagine all 4 of a dog's feet being like the back feet of a rabbit.
Oh, wow.
And it's rare for it to impact all 4 feet. And so his feet were like that for his whole life. And
so to him, it was nothing. It was always been.
it did not impact him at all. He had been in the rescue for about 2 years. And I had just gotten a larger home where I could have a bigger dog. And I've always been any dog that wanders into my yard. I've always just mixes mutts. And a friend suggested looking at this rescue. And I said, oh, okay, I'll explore it. And I saw him on the website. And that was it.
Love at first sight.
I applied. I didn't even think about his feet, and I was encouraged to meet him. And I said, no, I want to wait until I'm approved because
you don't
want to
get a connection.
And somebody will sweep in and be lucky and take him to their home. And fortunately, that did not happen for me. And I had a lovely, wonderful 10 years with him.
Oh, wow.
And he inspired me to join the rescue, and I took him wherever I could on adoption events. He went and did home visits with me, and he was a great ambassador, not just for the breed, but for dogs overall. He had a way to make people feel at ease that were not comfortable around dogs, especially large dogs. He loved kids, and once they understood his feet were different, but it didn't hurt him, and they could see him run and jump, all of that went away.
And that's kind of the basis for your book, because your book is called Being Different Rocks. So you thought maybe, I guess, taking that difference that he was from all of these other dogs and teaching children that everybody can be different, but that doesn't mean that you're bad.
Exactly. It's find out what your difference is and rock it.
So how did you, I mean, obviously you came up with the idea of writing a book. Is it as simple as saying, hey, I'm going to write a book, and then you dash off to a corner of your house and scribble it out and say, okay, I'm a published author? Because I'm pretty sure it's not that simple.
I would love for that to be the case.
A lot more people would be authors, I would guarantee you.
Absolutely. I do think everybody has a story to share. And I have been on this journey for 7 years.
Wow.
And I started writing it about 2011, and I thought even back then his story was a good message.
It's an absolute good message.
And kids have an easier time talking about things. When you have a pet, an animal, something that you can relate to, makes the conversation a little easier. And so I started writing the story, and at first I wasn't sure which way it was going to go, because I had started fostering for the rescue. I foster seniors and hospice dogs. And so I write little things about them, and I thought maybe I would put all of these stories together. And then one day I took the story to work, and a friend of mine who has 2 kids who I had never met had no loyalty to me at all, and I asked her to please take and let me know what they thought. And she came back a couple of days later, and she said that both of them loved it, and her son, who doesn't like dogs, wanted to come meet Mickey.
Oh, wow.
And that was when I thought, maybe I have something after all. And I wanted to self-publish because I wanted to make sure I didn't lose the essence.
Well, and that's kind of a big deal. You don't want to take it to someone else and then have them completely sometimes change the story or how it's being presented, or even illustrations and things like that. All of that is you and your creation. So you kind of want to keep a little bit more control over that.
Exactly. And especially the story. And what Mickey meant to me and still does.
So was Mickey with you as you were writing the book, or had you already lost him when you started the writing?
He was with me when I started writing the book. I had, like I said, had a fabulous 10 years with him. He was 14, which is a ripe old age for any pup.
Wow.
And after that, you have your self-doubts when you're doing something big like this. It's like, what am I doing? What am I thinking? And one day I was out with my other pups, and we were in the yard, and one of them went romping through the yard and leapt over a log, and it just hit me. It reminded me of the way Mickey did it. And I said, you know, it's time.
Yeah.
And he helped inspire me to go for it, to take that leap of faith and invest in myself and go for it.
So when you say go for it, so what happened? I mean, you obviously had to write it. You had to get your thoughts out. You had to put it in some sort of readable form. But then it does have beautiful illustrations in it. Did you do those as well, or did you have to find somebody to do that?
No, I did not do the illustrations. I provided the photos and some video for the illustrations. Jeff Moore is the illustrator. He is based in Richmond, and he did all of the illustrations of Mickey from the photos that I provided.
Wow, he did a phenomenal job.
And he was fabulous when we were talking about that it was true collaboration. He did a couple samples. I said when I said it needed to, because the part of the process that I went through with this publisher was they have various illustrators, and you can ask for samples from as many as you like. And some of them came back in traditional children's book fashion of more animated,
cartoonish. Yeah.
And I said, I really need this to be as realistic as possible. And Jeff nailed it. There was one illustration he sent, and it's in the book of Mickey on the couch. And when I saw that, I was like, This is it.
We're done.
To look no further. Don't send me any more. To this day, I still get chills. There's a couple of photos that he has just done such a fabulous job that I still get chills when I look at them.
So once you get it all put together and you've worked with Jeff and you have the illustrations done, do you send it off then and they send you back? Because it's a hardcover book. I mean, it's a beautiful book. So how did that process take place?
I had done a lot of research on different publishers. And again, as we had mentioned earlier, I didn't want to go out where I wouldn't keep control of things.
Right.
And my other concern was needing an illustrator, since I cannot draw at all. I didn't want to lose ownership of that, because it's such a huge piece of my heart and soul. And so I looked at different avenues and what different self-publishers offered and didn't offer and pricing. And in talking to Sandy Schwab about this journey, she has been with me through a lot of this journey. She mentioned another individual who had the same path and did a memoir, an autobiography, and chose this publisher, Mascot Books, based in Herndon. So I emailed them, introduced myself, said I was referred through this channel, and they read I had just had it in a PDF version. And they came back, and when they replied, it was the close your eyes and peek through your fingers at the email as you click open. And fortunately, they said that they thought that this was a great story, and they would love to work with me. And it was about a year and a half journey from that to the print.
The finished version. Mm-hmm. Awesome. And you have a book signing that's coming up tomorrow.
Yes.
At Winchester Book Gallery. So can we talk about that
Absolutely.
When we come back? Awesome. Well, we are going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to chat more with Dawn McCarty. She is a local author who has published a children's book called Being Different Rocks about her precious dog, Mickey. And we're going to talk more with her when we come back about that. I am Janet Michael, and you are listening to The Valley Today. Expecting to hear a commercial? Well, that's kind of what this is. First, I want to thank you for listening to the Valley Today podcast. You're one of many who listen to the show this way. Sometimes it's because our listeners didn't know that if they're away from the radio, they can still listen on our website, via the TuneIn app on their phone, or even on Alexa. We're also available in the Apple Podcast app and the Google Play Music app. Sometimes our listeners are just busy and they want to listen when it fits their schedule. Or maybe it's a guest of the show who want to hear what they sounded like when they were on the radio. We even have a few binge listeners who listen to a week's worth at a time. So if you want those people, your potential customers, to hear your message, your ad could have been here. And the bonus, your commercial isn't restricted to just 30 or 60 seconds. You can take up to 2 minutes to talk to those customers. There's even the opportunity to be the exclusive sponsor of the Valley Today podcast, which gets you on-air mentions at the end of every show. If all of this sounds interesting to you, give me a call at the station, 540-635-4121, or send me an email to Janet@theriver953.com. You can also find all of my contact info by searching Janet Michael on our website at theriver953.com. So do one of those things. Get in touch and let me tell you how we can talk to those customers in this podcast every single day. And now, back to the show. Welcome back to The Valley Today. I am your host, Janet Michael, and this segment is brought to you by Valley Health, offering the latest minimally invasive surgery advancements. You can learn more at valleyhealthlink.com/MIS. We are in the studio today with Dawn McCarty. She is a local author who has published a children's book called Being Different Rocks. It is a true story about her dog, Mickey. And Dawn, we've been chatting practically nonstop since you walked in the door at the station. And I just love the fact that, you know, you wanted Mickey to carry on and make a difference in kids' lives the way he made a difference in your life.
Yes. Again, as we mentioned earlier in the show, with his being different, you get treated different sometimes. People look at you a little different. They wonder, you know, are you in pain? Can you do things? Do you have limitations? And Mickey never let it bother him. And he was able to put people at ease. And he ran and he jumped and he got along with dogs and kids and cats. And once you saw him, everything else washed away.
And I think that's, you know, that's a testament to how you got him, because you got him from the Virginia German Shepherd Rescue. And I think that's something that sometimes gets overlooked, is there is a whole wealth of dogs and cats and other animals out there that you can get through rescue programs, that there's nothing wrong with them. The fact that they're in a rescue doesn't mean there's something wrong with them.
Exactly. A lot of the pets, dogs, cats, rabbits, guinea pigs that come, our families fall into a certain situation. For example, I have a foster with me now. Her owner became ill, and there was no one else to care for her. So the hospital reached out to a local shelter who contacted a rescue. We work with other rescues to help one another when we are alerted to dogs in need. And sometimes, you know, I believe that there's a breed, a type of animal for everyone. And, you know, shepherds aren't for everyone. Chihuahuas aren't for everyone. Siamese cats aren't for everyone.
You just have to keep looking until you find that breed. Because I'm kind of like you. My husband, not a cat person. In any way, shape, or form. I love dogs, but I don't like little dogs. I think if you can fit a dog in your purse, it's not really a dog. So I am all about the big dog. So when he and I have had multiple conversations about getting a dog, I want what I call a real dog. Right. I want a big dog that is going to scare the pants off of anybody who happens to knock on my front door when I am home alone by myself in the evening. But it is. I think it's a lot of trial and error. And I think one of the things that your book does is it helps people, children especially, set aside that predetermined idea they may have in their mind. German shepherds are mean and German shepherds are scary. Because from everything you've told me about Mickey, that is as far from the truth as possible.
Absolutely. He was the gentlest, kindest soul. You could do anything that you wanted to him, which is always important when going to the vet. But when he was around kids, they could lay on him, tug on his ears and his tail, play with his feet. When they realized it didn't hurt, they could, examine his feet. I did that quite a bit, showing, he can move them. It doesn't hurt him. And yes, he looks a little bit different, but he's not acting different. He's romping around. He's playing. He's doing what dogs love to do. So even if, you yourself might have something that makes you different from other kids, or you have a neighbor down the road, they can still play and engage and explore and have adventures just the same.
Well, and you were telling me that you have another dog now. So we're going to kind of dime you out about a series of books, because you have another dog now that you jokingly said was a tripod.
Yes.
And you're thinking of doing a second book in this.
Well, he would be one of the other books. I have a Beagle Basset Shepherd.
Oh, now there's a combination.
That is he's a foster failure in that he came into the rescue. He was surrendered to the rescue. And I ended up adopting him. And he has been a fabulous teacher. Because I do focus on seniors,
mm-hmm.
And he was my outlier. He's only five. I've had him for 2 years. But I had, at that time, another pup who was very picky about who came in.
Ah.
And Milo was a nice buffer. So when a new dog came in, he would
broker the relationship.
Exactly. Thank you. That's the phrase I'm looking for. I will use that. He brokered the relationships. And Milo loves to play ball. He loves to chase. He loves to be chased. And he has taught every foster. Some dogs come in, they don't know how to play.
Mm-hmm.
They don't know what toys are. They don't know proper chase rules, proper ways to play tag. And Milo has taught almost every dog that has come in a form of play. And it's funny, sometimes they try to chase him. He's very quick. He'll slow down. And it's on purpose, because he actually looks over his shoulder.
To make sure they're learning
and
what.
When they get closer, he takes off. And some get a little enthusiastic, but he's very good about that. And he has been a phenomenal teacher. So I am looking at, again, ways of, as a foster brother, teaching the other fosters as they get ready to go to their new homes.
That sounds awesome. And that's another way, in another children's book, to be able to teach younger kids, that are about to become older brothers or older sisters, and how you can kind of not be upset that there's another baby coming into
yes.
the house. These are some ways that you can be the older brother or the older sister.
And that was a lesson Milo had to learn, was there are going to be other brothers and sisters that come into the home, and it's okay.
Well, and I think it's fantastic, too, because you have this sense of, there's no such thing as too many dogs, and there's no such thing as dogs that aren't right. So you've got a lifelong pipeline into children's books until you're into your 80s, is what I'm guessing.
I'm hoping. they are my inspiration. That is the biggest thing I've learned in all of the readings I've done, because I read everything and anything. I'm open to pretty much any type of genre. And you write what you know.
Yeah.
Things come to me and I write them down. It could just be what I'm feeling in that moment or something I see. But when it comes to these stories that move me, it's always something I see one of my dogs do, or a friend relay a story to me. And so that's where I look for my inspiration.
And that probably makes the process easier.
A little.
Well, on that note... We're going to take one more quick break. When we come back, I promise we're going to tell everybody when they can come see you in person and pick up this book at Winchester Book Gallery tomorrow.
Fabulous.
Okay. We are going to come back in just a few minutes. Dawn McCarty is here in the studio with me. She is a local author who has written a children's book called Being Different Rocks about her German Shepherd, Mickey. We are going to talk more with her about that when we come back. I am Janet Michael, and you are listening to The Valley Today.
Hi, this is attorney Suzanne Herskowitz. We've all heard the phrase, where there's a will, there's a way. Take that phrase and apply it to yourself. When you make time to connect your will to your final wishes, you're making sure that what happens is what you want. The state has a will for you, even if you don't have one for yourself. Should you pass without a will or trust, your assets will be divided according to the state's guidelines, not based upon what you or your family wants or needs. When you hire attorney Suzanne Herskowitz, you get me. You'll never meet with an assistant because you and your family are worth my complete and undivided attention. I'm licensed in Virginia, West Virginia, and even Florida. I also focus on business law, real estate, and elder issues. To find me, just look in the Yellow Pages or search Suzanne Herskowitz online. I won't make you spell my last name, but my first name is spelled S-U-Z-A-N, just like it sounds, Suzanne. Let's make sure where there's a will, there's a way applies to you. Visit SuzanneHerskowitz.com and make an appointment.
Welcome back to The Valley Today. I am your host, Janet Michael. We are wrapping up our conversation today with Dawn McCarty. She is a local author who has written a children's book called Being Different Rocks about her wonderful German Shepherd, Mickey. And we kept saying at every break that we were going to talk about when you were having this book signing. And we're out of time now. So we have to tell people you are going to be at Winchester Book Gallery tomorrow.
Yes.
For an actual book signing.
I am. I will be with Miss Christine Patrick at Winchester Book Gallery from 2 to 4 p.m. Saturday the 9th. So please come out and meet, greet. I'll be happy to read the story to your kids.
That's awesome.
I'll be happy to sign it with any message you like or my own little note. And if you are not able to join tomorrow, I will be back in Front Royal on April 20th at the Royal Oak Bookshop. I have a Facebook page, Noses and Paws, all together smushed, where I list all of the events that I'll be at. Feel free to message me. I also am available anywhere books are sold, and I do have an Etsy account where I can personalize and ship anywhere you like.
Well, and that makes it great for children's gifts. I mean, I know a lot of times I struggle with getting gifts for nieces and nephews and friends who have younger children. Books are always the perfect gift, regardless of what child you're giving them to.
Or age.
Yes, exactly. And being able to say, hey, you know, Dawn, can you write this to Jack and tell him blah, 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 yep, is so impressive to a child.
It's great when you see that when their eyes light up, when it's addressed to them with a special note, especially if the parents share a story, I can make an extra comment. So it speaks even more to them because there's a personal thing about them. How does she know that? Where did she learn that? I haven't even met her. I've read at schools. If there's any local schools, please reach out to me. I have donated books to libraries, both at schools and public libraries. So please, teachers, educators, I'm more than happy to come and share the story about Mickey and talking to kids about embracing their dreams and believing in themselves and rock being different.
Well, and that's kind of the important underlying message of the book. While I know it was very important for you to get your relationship with Mickey out, the underlying message is being different does rock. I mean, if we were all the same, this would be a pretty boring world.
Absolutely.
And could you imagine like 3 million people like me? Yeah, if this was the same part that everybody was, that would be a horror movie gone terribly wrong.
So, I don't know. It could be fun. Bright and festive in orange.
Well, there is that.
Matching
yeah,
the
I
purple.
Mean, so Winchester Book Gallery tomorrow, what time?
2 to 4 p.m.
2 to 4 p.m. Winchester Book Gallery is located on the Old Town Walking Mall in downtown Winchester. If you are not aware, they have moved from their location at the end of the mall on Piccadilly Street. They are now down next to El Centro Restaurant near the center of the mall. So Dawn's going to be there tomorrow, and I think you're going to have a blast with tons of kids coming in.
I hope so. Coloring pages and all kinds of fun to be had.
Absolutely. And I'm going to get you to autograph this book, and we might do a little story time when we're done here. And I'll grab Lonnie and Coop and have them come in and we'll read to them.
Fabulous. Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. We are wrapping up today's episode. We have been chatting with Dawn McCarty. She is a local author of a children's book called Being Different Rocks. You can meet her and get a signed copy of the book tomorrow at Winchester Book Gallery. That's just one of the things that you can do this weekend when you are out and about. While you're downtown, the St. Paddy's Day Celtic Festival is going on from noon until 9 p.m. Jennifer Bell was here earlier in the week and gave us all the details for that, so you can search Celtic Festival on our website and hear that podcast. And 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., Gardening in the Valley Valley Symposium is happening Saturday, March 9th at Shenandoah University. Mark Sutphin and the Master Gardeners were here a couple of weeks ago talking about that, too. So get all of that information on our website at theriver953.com. And I will meet you back here on Monday talking baby goats.